The Prestige, the crippled oil tanker that foundered off the coast of Spain, now lies on the floor of the Atlantic. No lives were lost, but the environmental damage is just emerging, and it could be enormous. As cleanup crews scrub beaches in Spain and haul oiled birds out of the sea, spill experts are struggling to predict what will happen next. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
David Kennedy has worked on perhaps 100 oil spills. He says no two are alike. This one is big, about 20 million gallons of oil. But this is fuel oil, the bottom of the barrel, quite literally. It's not as chemically toxic to living things as crude oil, but it's a gooey mess.
It's going to kind of be pushed down into the water column, very slowly rise back to the surface. There's going to be what we call overwash, and you have waves crashing over it. They're going to kind of lay over the top of it, so that there's actually kind of a layer of water on the top, even though it's on the surface.
Kennedy runs the Rescue and Restoration Office at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He says European crews trying to clean up the 3 million gallons or so that escaped before the tanker sank will have a hard time. The tools used to skim oil off of water don't work well in heavy seas or with oil this viscous, and the wind is blowing the slick towards Spain. Some oil has already smeared the coastline. Christopher Hales is a biologist with the World Wildlife Fund International.
The most graphic pictures are from birds such as guillemots and gannets and razorbills, which are birds which dive into the oil to try and get their food, and often the oil is invisible to them from the air.
To make matters worse, this is the bird migration season in Western Europe. Hale says the economy of the region depends heavily on fishing. Commercial fisheries already are suffering from overfishing. Hale says several species are now further at risk, and that's only for the short term. There's still the oil that went down with a tanker, perhaps 17 million gallons. That makes this one of the largest spills in history. Hale notes that even though it's 130 miles out in the ocean, it can't be ignored. It sank near a seamount.
This is a mountain that protrudes from the seabed. And seamounts are known for their very high degrees of biological diversity. In that area, we know there are 11 species of sharks, there are 86 species of fish. There could be lots of other things that we don't know about.
There might be one fortunate circumstance. The oil still on the tanker is sealed in tanks. Noah's Kennedy says it might just stay at the bottom.
Keep in mind that the further this stuff sinks, the colder it's going to get. And should it somehow survive the sinking, there is a fair chance that it would kind of gel to the point that it might not be an issue.
On the other hand, says Kennedy, if the oil does escape from the sunken tanker, it would slowly float to the surface. It could take weeks or more to hit land and wreak havoc hundreds of miles from where it started. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.